As you can hear, I'm South African. I grew up in South Africa. I had the privilege, I had the privilege of growing up in a home with pastors for parents. And so I'm a PK born and bred. I have the joy of co-leading a Barnabas group, or a, I don't know what they're called anymore, that's really bad, but we meet on a Wednesday evening, Tanya's co-leader with Aaron and I, and I really enjoy it. We get together and we pray with one another and we're encouraged through the word. I'm also on the praise team once a month, so you might have seen me down here. If I've prayed for you and it's been a little bit out, I'm sorry. we'll do better. And I'm also, I did a course at the beginning of this year to become a professional makeup artist. It took me a while to get there, and with a lot of encouragement from Aaron, I decided to do it, and I'm loving it. I believe God's given me a real talent for it, and I'm finding that it's a great way to love on and encourage the women that I work with. But since pursuing it, it's been incredible to see how many women I've come into contact with that are pulling themselves down and just have really struggles with such low self-esteem and very little confidence. It's really heartbreaking, really maddening at the same time. So I'm trusting God to kind of use that as a tool, use me as a tool for him. It's me, darling. That's my godson, everyone. Lighty. The makeup. I have a real desire to encourage others to accept the truth about themselves and who they are. And it's not just for men, not just for women, sorry, because that is my main ministry, I feel, but it's for men as well, because we're all kids of the King, and it's about knowing who we are, being aware of who we are, when we accept Jesus as our Lord, as our Creator, and as our Savior. And it's about focusing on the truth of the fact that you are amazing, and that you are loved, and that you have a purpose in God's plans. Before I start, I think you can guess from the first slide what the message is going to be. I'd really like to remind you of who you are in Christ, and of your worth and your value and the value that God places on you. And I know that Colin and David prayed for me, but I'd like to open up in prayer as well, if you don't mind. Oh, Father, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to share your word with your precious people. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would come now and use me as your mouthpiece. Anoint every word that I speak as if it is from you. I thank you that your word never returns empty, because it will accomplish what you desire and achieve the purpose for which you sent it. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would speak to every heart here tonight, no matter where we are. I pray that you would breathe life tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be referencing quite a lot of scripture. I don't expect you to kind of keep up. If you've got a Bible, great. If you don't, it'll be great if you just grab a piece of paper and a pen. You can jot them down, have a look at them later. There's no pressure. But if you've got it written down where you can see it, it's a great reminder. It's the sword, and it's your defense against any attack from the devil. First, though, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Tash. She's wonderful. And she's going to read a poem that she wrote when God put a similar message on her heart. I'm not sure. Colin, can we use one of the mics? Sorry, I should have sorted this out before. Thank you.
Thank you. Shall I just say it? I don't think it... Oh, wait. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see a rare and priceless thing of beauty? Do you see all the things you wish you could change? Or are you content to stay just the same? Do you like the reflection you see in the mirror? Or do you wish it was fairer or taller or thinner? Do you wish you were more like the stars on TV? Or maybe you wish you could change completely? Do you care about what others say about you, even if the things they say aren't true? Even if they tell you you're worth nothing at all, do you choose to believe them, or do you ignore? Do you try to be different? Do you do what it takes? Do you change your appearance and turn into a fake? You're popular now, that's certainly true, but deep down inside, do you still feel like you're you? True sense of worth isn't based on man's opinion. He lives in a world where sin has dominion. It's not what you wear, how you talk, or what you do. True sense of worth comes from the one who made you. He says that you're perfect just the way that you are. You don't have to change to be worth something more. He called you special before the world began, and you're an integral part of his marvelous plan.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.